We have now completed our investigation and have made our findings and reached our conclusions. They're set forth in a detailed report issued today. As set forth in the report, we find that the governor, on numerous occasions, engaged in conduct that constitutes unlawful sex-based harassment. Specifically, we find that the governor sexually harassed a number of current and former New York State employees. He did so by, among other things, engaging in unwelcome and non-consensual touching, and also repeatedly making comments of a sexualized or gender-based nature. Our investigation revealed that these were not isolated incidents. They were part of a pattern. The governor's pattern of sexually harassing behavior was not limited to members of his own staff, but extended to other state employees, including a state trooper who served on his protective detail.
Why are we talking about this more than the nursing home deaths?
Good question.
No, for real. Like, why does this get way more attention than the nursing home massacre that this dude took part in? I would love to know that. I would love to know that. Welcome to the radio program. I'm Dana Lash. DanaLash.com is the website. Make sure you go and subscribe to Chapter and Verse. That, of course, is the newsletter that you can go and you can get all kinds of stuff. You got some things yesterday. Oh my God, you guys know where to find me. I want to get into this stuff because we don't have a lot of time today. I know we have 3 hours, but we don't have a lot of time today. What gets me is that, I'm not going to sit here and mince my words. The guy is responsible for the deaths of, I don't know, thousands of elderly people. Right?
Absolutely.
And we are going to sit here and ignore this and talk about him playing grab ass. Is that correct?
That's what it seems like.
Yeah, this is one of the things I have a major problem with. I have a major problem with this. And I hope that I'm not going to spend all this time sitting here talking about this pervert's, you know, grab ass games. I'm not doing that, because this guy's responsible for the deaths of thousands of elderly people because he demanded that they be put into COVID patients, be put into nursing homes. And now we're going and apparently nobody was. Can I just share with you? I have a bunch of notes here. This is one of the reasons why I'm kind of in a hurry to get going, because I have a million things for you guys today. What is this garbage reasoning? Let me explain to you what I look. Let me look at this doc that came out from Letitia James's office. This is from AG, New York AG Letitia James. She writes in this document that is up at it's the report of the investigation, right? She writes, while concluding that the governor engaged in unlawful sexual harassment, we do not reach in this report a conclusion as to whether the conduct amounts to or should be the subject of criminal prosecution. Excuse me? Is this guy going to get charged for anything? Who wouldn't love to have the Andrew Cuomo life here, right? Who wouldn't love the Andrew Cuomo life? You get to do whatever you want to. Get to do whatever you want. And then you're just excused. You're entirely excused for it. Oh my gosh. I really hope that all of the people that had this guy on their network, I really hope that all of the, you know, that like CNN had him on. Remember all the time CNN had him on? I mean, I have all this video right now of just him sitting with his brother. I just have like all kinds of
this
like
process.
This stuff like this. This is when he was talking about his book.
You know,
the Cuomo, the brothers Cuomo.
You know, you're taking on what's happening in the federal government. Some say that it is evidence of a shift in ambition. Some say that going on shows like Ellen, where she's pumping your head up with helium about how great you are.
He's setting him up to, so he can talk about how
That you now, as modest to say in the neighborhood, think who you are. Do you believe that there has been a shift in your ambitions and in your sense of yourself because of all these new friends you seem to have?
Oh, see, he has so many new friends, he says. This is how CNN set him up. CNN set him up that way. They set him up like this. They gave him glowing coverage. Glowing coverage. And so I'm just wondering, why is it that there was all of this weeping and gnashing of the teeth, not for at all the deaths of elderly people? And what is, I just want to come back to this. While concluding that the governor engaged in unlawful, so he committed a crime. If it's unlawful, that means it's not lawful, so it's a crime. But we don't report, we do not reach a conclusion that he should be prosecuted for it. That's what Letitia James is saying right now. They're going to protect this dude at all costs. They're going to protect this guy. This guy actually floated the race card, guys and girls. He actually floated the race card. He had his surrogates out there acting like it was racist because he's Italian. Oh my gosh, hold me back right now. He actually tried that. You know he did that. I read you that statement. He tried that. Unbelievable. And so this is how all this is happening. Meanwhile, while the governor's playing grab ass, apparently now New York City is shutting down. Well, not shutting down, but they're demanding vax passes for everything. You got to prove that you're a vaccine, and they want to stigmatize it. You have to prove that you have a vaccine to go anywhere or do anything in New York. Go anywhere, do anything, got to have that vaccine. Oh, that rhymed. Look at that. Unbelievable. So I think the timing of all this is quite interesting, to be perfectly honest with you. So this is one of the big things that we're looking at today. I'm aggravated about it. I'm mad about all this stuff because I don't know anyone else who gets a pass like this guy does. I don't know anybody else who gets a pass like this guy. Nobody. Nobody gets a pass like him. It's just infuriating. I know more people than I can count on one hand that lost grandparents or parents because of this. You know, it's just unbelievably, and then to not do anything about that. But hey, I get it, because that's what it says in society. In society, we are told that no, the elderly doesn't matter. He touched a woman's breast. Now, because I know that there are stupid people out there, and I have to put basically bubble wrap around everything I say, because we have some of the stupidest people on God's green earth, and it's proof that Jesus loves us, that these people continue to go on breathing, and that he thought that they were good enough to give life to anyway. You know I'm right. Cain laughs. Grace. It's his grace. I don't have it. I mean, I don't have that kind of grace for other people. That's why I'm not the Lord, because you would all be screwed. It would just be a burning hellfire, the whole planet, and I would be in my heavenly dome, whatever, you know, eating milk duds and petting dogs. That's all I would be doing. Screw you guys. But I'm honest about it, unlike everybody else. So I look at this whole thing that I have to bubble wrap my statements, because it's not like I'm saying that sexual harassment's okay. No one's saying sexual harassment's okay, guys. Because this is how people react to it. This is how they react to it the last time when the first accusations of this came out and I talked about it. People online were going, so you think it's okay? You think that sexual harassment's okay? It's okay to grab women's breasts? No, no one said that. No one said that. Go eat more glitter. No one said that. Mm-mm. The point is it as bad as murder? No, it's not. Let's be real. It's not as bad as killing people. There's like different levels of bad, right? Just like you have different levels of restaurants, different levels of heel heights. You have different levels of things, correct? Oh, yeah. You look like you're scared to weigh in on this. Is it because you're a half white dude and you're afraid to get canceled halfway?
There's a few strings I'm pulling here in the background. I'm just
What strings are you pulling? What are you worried about? Heaven forbid, we can't have you feeling anxious about, you know.
I'm just wondering where the charges are.
Oh, you mean, bless your little heart. You think he's actually going to get charged for this stuff?
Right, I mean.
You are precious. But the precious AG, little innocent Kane.
But the AG confirmed that these were true allegations.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that he's going to get charged with it because, see, he has white privilege. I know he tried to play the race card by being an Italian and all. No, he's got white privilege, though. He's got that white privilege. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Do you have your white privilege card? Yes, let me swipe it. Burp. Oh, well, all of these trespasses are completely paid for. Your white privilege. He's got the platinum white privilege card. That's what he's got.
Yeah.
He's got the same platinum white privilege card that Hunter Biden. I don't know. Hunter Biden has got diamond. So the Biden's got diamond, the diamond card. I don't even know if that exists, but we're just going to go with it. But Andrew Cuomo, all I'm waiting for is for the blanket and beer bottle picture part two. That's all I'm waiting for. I just want to see that. So I'm going to try to keep an eye on the clock. I have no way of telling time right now. So okay, thank you. Yeah, just be in my ear. At some point, we'll be like a radio studio and we'll have a clock in here and I'll be able to tell what time it is. And we'll be able to actually start making our breaks on time. So some of the other things that we're looking at here also is the moratorium failure, the eviction. I'm so fed up with this stuff, too. The moratorium on for rental payments. Only renters. Now, I've read the actual proposal for this. It doesn't say anything about people who have mortgages. It doesn't say anything about property owners. It's only specifically for renters. Because as you know, all people who own property are dirty devils who should die, right? Isn't that kind of like the common thought? You're dirty, awful devils, and you're all horrible. And how dare you prey upon renters as though, you know, someone forced them to rent. I don't know. I mean, maybe that is just kind of how it is. So the eviction is nigh. It is upon us. And Democrats are mad because they want Biden to get involved. They want the Supreme Court to get involved. This is a Marxist grab at property rights. And I'm going to explain that in depth after I finish making fun of Andrew Cuomo some more. So we've got a lot of things. We've got this coming up. My friend Andrew McCarthy is going to join us a little bit later on. We also have some of the latest with the Rona, because as I said, New York and a bunch of other places are now saying in order to basically be out in public life, you have to have your vaccine. We'll discuss that. We'll discuss wokery. A bunch of jealous brats are going after Billie Eilish again, and they've been trying to cancel this girl Six Ways to Sunday for I don't know how long. So we've got that for you. We got a whole bunch of stuff. You don't want to miss a single bit of it. We got a packed show today, and we're going to try to hit everything if we can. Whether you're brewing the perfect cup of coffee before heading to work or cracking open a can of 300 on your next backcountry mission, Black Rifle Coffee Company is here to fuel wherever life takes you. Black Rifle Coffee Company is a veteran-owned coffee company, and they serve premium coffee to people who love America. They develop explosive roast profiles and experiment with new roasting methods with mission focus to bring you the best coffee possible. Black Rifle Coffee Company is committed to supporting veterans, law enforcement, and first responders by giving back with every purchase you make. This summer, Black Rifle Coffee Company invites you to enjoy your coffee, not just in the great taste of America's coffee, but also the places you drink it and the passion and adventure it fuels. Take Black Rifle Coffee Company with you anywhere with their ready-to-drink cans and on-the-go packs. Visit blackriflecoffee.com/DanaTV to find what inspires you. Use code DanaTV for 20% off your first coffee club purchase, coffee, and select gear. That's 20% off with promo code DanaTV at blackriflecoffee.com/DanaTV. Fuel your summer with America's coffee, Black Rifle Coffee.
Listen to The Dana Show live on the Odyssey app. Weekdays noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Time.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Caltech.
Mm-hmm. Golly, I have so many things for you guys today. I don't know if we're going to get through it all. You guys remember Gwen Berry? She was so mad, although she loved the flag just, you know, a couple of years ago. And then she got so mad she didn't want to have the anthem play. Well, don't worry, girlfriend. You don't have to have that anthem play because you're not going to make it to the medal stand. Oh, she actually, she didn't do very well. I don't want Team USA to not do well. She didn't medal. So, which is fine because I didn't want to see anybody have a tantrum up on the pedestal anyway, but she didn't even make it that far. New York Post says Gwen Berry, hammer thrower who turned away from flag, fails to medal at the Olympics. Whoop. Also, let's see. 10 Republicans are backing a bill to audit the CDC. I have a question. Why have we not ever done that before? What in the world is wrong with people? Why have we not audited this agency yet? What are you people doing with my money? Oh, you guys want to know what they're doing with our money? We're going to talk about this coming up in depth, because apparently, according to the New York Times, the government is giving our taxpayer dollars to TikTok influencers to sit here and talk about how great they think that the coronavirus vaccine is.
That's our money.
That's our money. Are you? Because you're going to get mad. Y'all, you're going to get real mad. So after this headline segment, I need y'all to get yourself like some, you know, get you some sody. Get you something nice and calm, some chamomile tea, because you're going to need it when I share this piece with you. You're not going to believe how much money they're spending. Lots of money. Some of these people are in high school and they're on TikTok and they're getting thousands of dollars a month to make videos where they just basically are doing video selfies of themselves talking about the vaccine. Not a joke. We'll talk about that here coming up. You guys remember Talcum X, right? That's the nickname that Twitter gave. What's his face? Sean King, the guy who actually is white, was white on his birth certificate, has white parents, white siblings, white family. And then he tried to lie and say that his mom was a skank. And that's why, and then make up something about that. And his family's like, we don't know what's wrong with him. And then he completely appropriated a race and started grifting people through BLM to where actual BLM activists were calling him out. Well, he deleted his Twitter account. And then the New York Post discovered that he lives in a big old mansion on a lake in New Jersey. So, grifting ain't easy. I'm telling you, it is not. Also, looking ahead here, is the four-day week the future of work? Because Wall Street Journal says people are getting used to just staying at home. Don't get used to it. Don't get used to it. No, it's not the future of work. Although you should have the mindset that you work to live, not live to work. Stick with us because, oh my goodness, what is your tax dollars going towards? Grab a soda.
Dana gives you the meat and potatoes news of the day. None of that tofu news. More like bacon with a side of hash browns news. The news you want, the way you want it. The Dana Show.
The independent investigation has concluded that Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women, and in doing so violated federal and state law. Specifically, the investigation found that Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed current and former New York State employees by engaging in unwelcome and non-consensual touching and making numerous offensive comments of a suggestive and sexual nature that created a hostile work environment for women. The investigators independently corroborated and substantiated these facts through interviews and evidence, including contemporaneous notes and communications. This evidence will be made available to the public along with the report.
No charges. Where are the charges? No one gives a crap about a report or anything else. Show us charges. Charges for the elderly.
She said he violated federal and state law.
Like, but you're not going to be filing charges?
What the heck?
Step off with that then. Welcome back to the show. Dana Lash here. DanaLash.com. Subscribe to Chapter and Verse. Download the Odyssey app. Because if you're listening to us now, you could also listen to us on the Odyssey app. All kinds of stuff. I'm actually crabby today. My dog Rocco came through his surgery well. He had an abscess and he had to have some surgery. So he had that taken care of. And I'm glad that he came through it well. When you have one dog who's on palliative care because he has a brain tumor. And a brain tumor makes him want to get up at 4 a.m. every day. And, you know, you have another dog there. So it's a little bit, you know, I'm a little crabby today. And then all this happens. And I just, you know, you get in those moods every now and then. You're like, I hate the world. If you're there, just come sit by me. We'll talk about stuff together. All right. So let me share with you a couple of the other things here. Because here were two things. And this is not a New York-centric thing at all. But the mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, they announced today that they are not going to, they have to mandate vaccines for all workers in New York City and all customers in New York City. It's applicable to all indoor dining, all indoor fitness, all indoor entertainment and performances. And his direct quote was, if you want to participate in society fully, you've got to get vaccinated. You got to get vaccinated, he said. In fact, listen, this is audio soundbite 17. Listen.
The key to NYC pass will be a first in the nation approach. It will require vaccination for workers and customers in indoor dining, in indoor fitness facilities, indoor entertainment facilities. This is going to be a requirement. The only way to patronize these establishments indoors will be if you're vaccinated, at least one dose. The same for folks in terms of work. They'll need at least one dose.
Wait a minute, but we already know now that it's not one dose doesn't really do it, right? Isn't that what we were told? Because now Pfizer's like, well, you have to maybe do a third one because, you know, this one may not be enough. So you might have to do a third one. And then you can still actually be infected. You could still be symptom. I mean, it's just, so what is, so this is like virtue signaling, right? Yeah. I mean, so let me tell you this. Because I have a lot of friends that do a lot of TV stuff, right? I have a lot of friends that host a lot of really cool shows in New York, some of them on some cable news outlets. And one of my friends that I've known for over a decade has a show in the evenings and was like, oh, you should, you know, come up and it's kind of a, not totally newer, but somewhat newer, come up and be on my show. And they've been asking, I think since the show started, but we either had, we either had kid or dog stuff happening. And then now this, and I'm like, I don't think I can go to New York because I won't be able to go anywhere. Even if I did the whole vaccine thing, and I'm not against vaccines. I come to my own conclusion. I haven't received it yet because I have questions that the government refuses to answer. And I'm not going to be shamed by the government or any other Tom, Dick, or Harry out there who is all my body, my choice until it's not for them. See, I'm consistent, unlike them. But I would like some questions answered for my own private personal information. And if anybody's got a problem with that, they can go pound sand. I don't really care. I'm not here to raise you. You're not here to raise me. I'm not here to wipe your face, your butt, or anything else, nor are you here to do the same for me. So stop it. Don't demand that everybody have to get injected with something from the government. So I have questions that I would like answered. And that's not a statement to, because everyone's stupid. It's not a statement to discourage or encourage anyone. I encourage you to make your own decisions. Unlike a lot of people out there, I actually trust you people to be smarter than our government about this stuff, right? So I always trust the private sector over the government. I mean, you guys are actually looking out for you, whereas they're looking out for how can we make a buck. So with that, I was telling my friend, I'm like, I would really love to join you, but I'm not going up there. I turned it down. I said, I can't go up there because I wouldn't be able to go anywhere. Everybody would be demanding. And even if I had gotten the jab, I still wouldn't do it on principle. No. I'm not going to a government that's going to ask to see, I'm not going anywhere where any local government asks to see my papers. We're not doing that. No. Now, wait a minute. If you guys just remain still for a second and just be very quiet for a minute. You can hear all of the protests from the people who say that ID is racist. Listen, can you hear them? The same, you hear it? The people who said that ID is racist think that you need to show the government your papers. Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? You can hear them. You can really hear them if you're quiet enough. You can hear them. It's wild. Absolutely wild. So, to this point, now here's this New York Times piece. To fight vaccine lies, authorities recruit an influencer army. The White House has teamed up with TikTok stars. Okay, sidebar. Stars is really a... Can we stop using that for everything? This person is a Snapchat star. It's a TikTok star. It's a Vine star. It's a star star. Everything's a star. Stop. They're paying local micro-influencers for pro-vaccine campaigns. And so all these teenagers, they think it's cool if... They said that they need to grow awareness between the 12 to 18 range. So the government has partnered with Village Marketing, an influencer marketing agency. They said they were reaching out on behalf of the White House. So they were reaching out to high schoolers. For instance, they talked to a 17-year-old Ellie Zeiler, who has over 10 million followers on TikTok. Would she, a high school senior who usually posts short fashion and lifestyle videos, be willing, the agency wondered, to participate in a White House-backed campaign? Kids, would you like to participate in live propaganda with your government? You can't rage against the machine unless you're part of the machine, right? This is how propaganda works. It's actual propaganda. And so honestly, look, what 18-year-old wouldn't think that it's cool to get $1,000 a month to promote government propaganda to people? They're like, it's $1,000 a month, right?
It's our money.
That's infinity money when you're a teenager. But, oh, that's our money. That's right. It's all our money. The people who showed up, who worked late, who put in the hours, who earned the money, that's our money that's being distributed and frittered away to people online. Yeah, I don't. Kane goes micro influencer, like local micro, like the ones that don't have the millions but are in their particular area are popular, or like maybe in their niche are popular. So they said that, and this is what I can't stand. Like they have like this one, like some of these people, they say that it's a rising tide of vaccine misinformation. Wait a minute, from whom? The CDC? Is it the vaccine misinformation from the CDC? Is it the vaccine misinformation from the Biden administration? Is it the vaccine misinformation from the VP? I'm just curious, where is the vaccine misinformation coming from? Is it the vaccine misinformation from Fauci? Or maybe from Michelle Walensky? I'm curious, can you be a little bit more specific when you're talking about vaccine misinformation? Okay, thanks. So, for instance, they have this one quote, the anti-vaccine side of the internet. Let me set people straight on something. And I know we've talked about this before, but I'm so done having to say this. I get it that we live in an era where nuance is dead, where people will only say the shallowest, stupidest things for fear of perhaps diving deeper on an issue and yet not being as articulate as a professional speaker. I understand that because we all hold other people to standards that we ourselves cannot meet as a society. Am I right? I'm right. It was rhetorical. However, the idea that someone is anti-vaccine, which suggests they are against all vaccines, as opposed to just being hesitant about the coronavirus vaccine, is, by these Marxist standards, itself misinformation. It is misinformation to say that unfulfilled questions from people who are hesitant and are simply awaiting more information from a government that refuses to be transparent with them or give them any of the data that they need and paid for with their tax dollars or given them any information at all whatsoever so that they can better make a decision for themselves and their families. Characterizing those people's position as being anti-vax simply because they have questions is tantamount to believing that the world is flat when it is round. It is an illiberal, illogical, anti-academic, anti-intellectual, and quite frankly, mind-numbingly stupid position to hold. And if anyone out there, my listening audience, actually believes that people who are vaccine hesitant are anti-vax, you're too stupid to listen. Do us all a favor and go listen to something dumber, like My Little Pony or anything but me, because I will hurt you. We get too deep on issues. I feel like that covers it, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm so tired of this. I'm so tired of it. Being hesitant about a vaccine, one specific vaccine, is not the same thing as being anti-vax, okay? That's like saying, if you dislike my opinion, you hate all women. You hate them to death. You're a wife beater, right? It's the same thing. It's the same logic. Just exchange the variables. I'm done with it. That is the misinformation. And it's misinformation that is designed to fuel division. It is misinformation that is designed to characterize those individuals who have been uninformed purposefully by a very anti-transparent government. It's designed to shift the blame from the government onto those people. It is designed to give the government a pass for failing in its basic operation, which is to make sure that you are aware of things that are a threat to either the nation's security or your own security or your family's security and well-being. We have spent an ungodly amount of money to not only fast track a vaccine, but to study therapeutics, study everything else, And yet now we are not told any information after the rollout commenced. We aren't given any information. The only thing that we hear day in and day out from this administration is that it is the fault of the people who are hesitant about vaccines. How dare you people not believe a government that lied to you several times already? How dare you people not believe a media that thinks that they have to cover for a guy who contributed to the deaths of thousands of elderly people and also played grab ass while he was in the governor's mansion up in Gracie Mansion? How dare you not believe the media that lavished praise on him while all of this was happening instead of actually doing his due diligence and asking the tough questions and doing some of the investigative legwork? How dare you people not trust these fine institutions that have only spent the better part of the last two decades lying to you and impugning your characters and besmirching your good names, etc., etc., etc.? How dare you people?
The border crisis shows why we must fight to save America. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll discuss why I love America so much and why it's far more fragile than we realize. I hope you'll join me. Subscribe to The Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your one-stop shop for the information you need to fight back. If you're going to have to learn stuff, you might as well enjoy it. The Dana Show.
All these little weird-ass government policies and mandates suck a d***. Stop trying to take our civil liberties away. Feels good to be back outside. We outside for real. It's called the God-given right of freedom, right? No human being's supposed to tell you you can't even breathe freely. F*** your mask.
Mmm. Busta Rhymes is... Well, he said he was playing his first show in, what did he say, 15 months? In front of people? His first show? Welcome back to the program, Dana Lash. DanaLash.com. And that he says that he's tired of the government trying to take our civil liberties away. And he basically said, screw your mask. And all of these little weird government policies and mandates do something unflattering. Stop trying to take our civil liberties away, he said. And he also made a good point because he goes, you know, he goes, he was explaining how he comes from a different time where if he wanted to let a female know that he was interested, you know, he'd have to smile at them. And you can't see that when you got a mask on your face. And he said that we give each other energy by seeing each other's faces, and all of that energy is blocked when you have masks on. And he goes that he said he didn't mean to get political, but he goes he missed his people during the last 15 months and he is not going through that blank again. That's what he said. Good on him. I don't think anybody is. People are tired of it. They're tired of it. I tell you, it is. I get why people are so frustrated. I'm frustrated too. I'm right there with you in all of it. They're not going to be no lockdowns again. We're not doing that. If the government tries to enact eminent domain on commercial activity again, like I said, we've dumped tea in the harbor for less. Because the country would not survive it. That's just all there is to it. We would not survive it economically. You have people that are now trying to claw their way back. And then on top of it, you have the government now. Democrats are demanding that we just forget about, we need to have the CDC wants a moratorium on evictions for renters. What about property owners, people who have mortgages, property taxes? We're going to discuss the pretend to care theater from Democrats next.
First, I want you to know directly from me that I never touched anyone inappropriately or made inappropriate sexual advances. I am 63 years old. I've lived my entire adult life in public view. That is just not who I am, and that's not who I have ever been. There is one complaint that has been made that bothered me most. That was a complaint made by a young woman, Charlotte Bennett.
That is, yeah, guess who that is? It's Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo. He's like, I'm 63 years old. I don't even know what a woman is anymore. Nobody believes you. Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Dana Lash, DanaLash.com. Make sure you go and subscribe to La Newsletter. Chapter and verse. Just hit the subscribe thing up at the top of the website. And don't forget the Odyssey app. You can stream the show every day, 12 to 3 p.m. Eastern, 11 to 2 Central. And additionally, no apologies on the 1st, which is 5 Central, 6 Eastern, and also be on Primetime Fox tonight. So you can tune in. That was it, 6 p.m. Central hour, 7 Eastern. All right, so. Chris Cuomo. Chris Cuomo. You realize that there exists an email from Chris Cuomo to his brother, his brother's inner circle, including his brother, in February 28th, 2021, where he personally drafted a statement for his brother to respond to the allegations. Remember all the times that he was on, that Andrew Cuomo was on CNN and he was on his brother's show, and then they had like a giant Acme Wile E. Coyote prop Q-tip. Remember all of that? Good times. I mean, people are dying and, you know, grandparents are missing because of the nursing home massacre. But it's so funny. The Cuomos. Look, I got a big Q-tip. Is it funny now? Here's the thing. Where are the charges? The craziest thing about this to me. Well, first off, the first craziest thing is the fact that everyone's like, we realize that his edict killed a bunch of elderly people, but we're not going to do anything about it. We're just going to drop. We're going to drop the cases. Yeah, don't be backpacking. There you go. Letitia James too eagerly, because she dropped the whole, they just weren't going to pursue the elderly people thing, the nursing home massacre. But now with this, The way that they put it up, the reasoning for this was just wild, because they said, while concluding that the governor engaged in unlawful sexual harassment, we do not reach in this report a conclusion as to whether the conduct amounts to or should be the subject of criminal prosecution. Excuse me? So while we conclude that he broke the law, we have not reached a conclusion as to whether he should be prosecuted for breaking the law. We're awaiting the use of the white privilege card. Cuomo swiped it already. I mean, what's your limit? Like, how many swipes do you get on that card?
You get more if you're a Democrat.
Dude, for real. I think you only get them if you're a white Democrat, honestly. Yeah. Just all, woo-hoo-hoo. Tell you what. Yeah, I'm just... It's just bizarre to me. So they said that it does constitute unlawful sexual harassment, but whether we do anything about it, we just don't know. Because he's gonna get away for everything. But I do that letter. Remember, they had that letter out. And do you also remember, too, how Jen Psaki called him the gold standard? Remember, Jen Psaki... Biden called New York Governor Andrew Cuomo the gold standard. And this was repeated by Jen Psaki on February 25th, 2021, when she said that, yes, he is. She agreed with him. Yes, he is the gold standard. Despite this, he's the gold standard. It's the gold standard. Gold standard, Andrew Cuomo. That's just, I don't know. Is it gold standard? I don't know. Gold standard. Remember that? I think I have some audio here. You want to hear? I mean, let me just pull. Yeah, I got some flashy backies.
Him being in charge of the governors and in charge of such a big state, will...
Oh, shoot, this is February.
The president talked to him about these accusations from Democrats in the New York legislature that Cuomo misled the public about deaths in nursing homes throughout the pandemic.
Well, this is a meeting and a conversation with a range of governors about how we can all work together to address the pandemic and get relief to the American people. And that's what I expect the focus of the meeting to
really,
be on.
Was
there
it
are some Democrats answer? In New York who Question. Want a who want congressional hearings about these deaths in nursing homes. There was a Cuomo aide who told lawmakers in February that
I want to get to the gold standard.
Appropriate for a congressional hearing.
I'm scooting it up.
This weekend, but I'll try again. Does President Biden still think Andrew Cuomo is the gold standard for COVID leadership and that he's doing a hell of a job, which he has said about him?
Well, first of all, I think, to be fair, let's put all of the comments in context, which sometimes is a missing
gold standard
conversations we have in here or during interviews. At the time, which was, I believe, April of last year, the president spoke out and said, positive things about a range of governors, Democrats and Republicans, who were stepping in when there
wasn't
was a vacuum of leadership.
Wasn't the answer
at the federal level?
Not the answer he's looking for.
No information when they were getting no help and no guidance from the former Trump administration. He had
gold standard, Jen. Gold standard. Gold standard. Gold standard. All kinds of stuff is coming out. Yeah, here's the email I'm looking at where it looks like Chris Cuomo was helping his bro. And he wrote a personally drafted a statement for his brother. Here's what he wrote. Quote, questions have been raised about some of my past interactions with people in your office. Now, this is the, just to be clear, this is what Chris Cuomo drafted in this email that was sent February 28th, 2021 at 3:13 p.m. Eastern Time from Chris Cuomo to his brother and his brother's team, including Linda Lacewell, Melissa DeRosa, Richard Azzopardi, Peter Ageman, Steve Cohen, Danny Lever, Jeffrey Pollock, Liz Smith, John Vlasto. Yeah, all of them. Yeah, and it's, and this is the draft that he personally, CNN's Chris Cuomo personally wrote. He writes, and this is the draft, quote, questions have been raised about some of my past interactions with people in the office. I spend most of my life at work, and colleagues are often also my personal friends. I never intended to offend anyone or cause any harm. Sometimes I'm playful. You know, like when I do some grab ass. No, wait, no, I'm sorry. That's not what he said. That's not when... sometimes I'm playful and I make jokes. Ha ha, your boobs. No, I mean, seriously, no. That's more seriously. Sometimes I am playful and make jokes. You have seen me do it at briefings hundreds of times. My only desire is to add some levity and banter to what is a very serious business. I now understand that my interactions may have been insensitive or too personal, and that some of my comments, given my position, made others feel in ways that I never intended. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, this is what he was writing. How, believe me, yeah, these people know what they're doing when they say this stuff. When he says this stuff, he knows what he's doing. Did you read like some of the comments in there? Did you read some of it? Yeah. Oh man, I'm telling you what. Like for instance, there was a time when the governor was talking about finding a girlfriend and the criteria. I'm actually looking at this is the document from Letitia James, the AG of New York there. And that he needed a girlfriend, somebody who could handle pain, whether or not a certain employee had been with an older man, and how he was feeling lonely during the pandemic and wanted to be touched. Ha ha, joking. Right. The attractiveness of the employee, comparing her to an ex-girlfriend, wanting to go out with two assistants and calling them mingle mamas. That's so gross. Yeah, here's the Andrew Cuomo. I realized, how old did I say it was? I'm 63 years old. And it's really gross for me to call someone mingle mamas. Oh my gosh, it's so gross. I think I'm going to throw up an every... So
your
disgusting.
New York's done one hell of a job. I think he's sort of the gold standard.
Gold standard. He's the gold standard. It's the gold standard of leadership. Oh, but wait, there's more. What kind of music do Mingle Mamas play? That sounds so bad. Their album's called Gals. That's how bad it is. They also say that in this, it's just bad. There's nothing in here that is, it's just so not good. Oh, man.
It's all cringe.
And then I guess he was joking on November 16th, 2020. Because remember, Democrats rules, believe all women. When he reached under a woman's blouse and grabbed her breast. Ha ha, joking. Didn't happen because I'm joking. It's not really how that works. When he grabbed someone, again, he was playing grab ass on 2019 and 2020. Let's see. Again, on December 31st, 2019. And again, oh my gosh, like a lot. Good grief. Wasn't he with a snack cake lady? Yeah, wasn't like she did. She make some snack cakes or something like that. Hold up, we're doing this right now. Andrew Cuomo, googling snack cake lady. We're gonna Google it. Oh, Sandra Lee.
Ah, there it is.
Isn't that the nobody does it like something?
That's
something.
Sarah Lee.
Oh, is she related to Sarah Lee?
I don't know. That's snack cakes. It's pretty coincidental.
Wait, let's let Sarah Lee, Sandra Lee. I mean, it seems very convenient. I don't know. Maybe not. I already lost interest. I don't know. If anybody knows, you can tell me. But don't. I'm not going to be really into it. So I guess maybe she's not the snack cake lady. Although she did bake cupcakes on Food Network at one point, I guess. Anyway, long story short, it just popped in my head, and I was like, hey, wouldn't it with the snack cake lady? Snack cakes. I don't know. This whole thing.
New York's done one hell of a job. I think he's
gold standard of grab ass. I'm going to quote that on Twitter. I'm going to say Joe Biden says that. I'm just going to say Andrew Cuomo is the gold standard of grab ass. Joe Biden, probably. Wait, what? What do you mean? I can hear the left. Dana, you can't do that. Oh, yeah, I can. Uh-huh. I did, actually. Just did it twice. And I'm going to do it again on Twitter. What? And then Facebook. We're going to cancel you on Twitter. That's okay. There's over 10 million people that listen to the show daily, so that's okay. You go ahead. If it makes you feel good to just strike out at my Twitter, you go right ahead. Jack Dorsey's been doing it already, deleting 1,000 followers a day, so it's okay. Anyway. Gold standard of grab ass. I was trying to think if there's like an acronym that we could do for that, but you know, well. So, some of the other things that we're watching here. Jen Psaki says Biden's not shutting us down again, but he's not ruling it out. Don't think that's going to happen. I really, no. Also, Billie Eilish is accused of Zionism and racism after she posted "Hi Israel." That's all she said. And everyone lost their mind. They got mad at her when she decided to be girly in some photos, I guess. And then they accused her of being a Zionist. And some of these like jealous Monets need to quit. And I'm using the clueless definition of Monet. Like far away, it's really pretty. But when you get close, it's a big old mess. So just saying, we got a lot still to get into. Ooh, and misinformation.
Of all your favorite talk hosts, one of these is not like the others. The Dana Show.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Caltech.
So healthcare workers and supporters were marching to Atrium Health in protest of employer-mandated vaccinations. Remember when they were frontline workers and now they're... Oh, remember it was support our frontline workers? Oh, now we're... I guess we're not into supporting our frontline workers? Just do what you're told? Is that what it is? How quickly that changed? Isn't that very interesting? This took place in Charlotte, North Carolina, by the way. Atrium, which is one of the biggest healthcare systems in Charlotte, announced that all of its employees must be fully vaccinated against the Rona. Data be damned. And so they marched on that. No, not a lot in the news about it. Very interesting. So what is this? So now there's the Lambda variant. The Lambda variant. Investigators in Chile conclude that the Lambda variant is not only more infectious than the regular coronavirus, but it could also shrug off, which is a very scientific term, shrug off vaccines. The first case was spotted at Houston Methodist Hospital. I think that there's going to constantly be a variant. Yep. In fact, I was reading one of the guys who was involved in Operation Warp Speed was saying, you know, to try to move to do this with everybody as quickly as we are, you are going to see variants. We're going to talk more about that coming up. Very interesting. So let's see. The White House says that states and cities must rescue renters after the eviction moratorium has passed. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is going to brief them today on the distribution of rental assistance authorized by Congress. So everyone's going to get screwed because the government decided to enact eminent domain over people's ability to even pay rent. But what about mortgage? And what about property taxes? Coming up, my friend Andy McCarthy on the eviction moratorium and so many other things. Stick with us. Let's talk about trust, something that's important to do with so much defunding and canceling going on. Do you know that many wireless companies support left-wing causes that take away our freedoms and tear down our traditional beliefs? Patriot Mobile is different. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and Patriot Mobile has the broadest nationwide coverage and plans to fit any budget. They donate hundreds of thousands of dollars each year to causes you and I care about, like First and Second Amendment rights, sanctity of life, supporting first responders and veterans. There's no better time than now when we celebrate our freedom and Independence Day to check out Patriot Mobile. Switch today and get even more value. $100 off any phone in stock with a one-year commitment or 50% off your first 2 months plus free premier activation. Visit PatriotMobile.com/Dana or call their U.S.-based, highly rated customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. Switch to Patriot Mobile, a company you can trust to support your values. Visit PatriotMobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT.
When you're stuck discussing politics with your friends, who's the most informed person in the group? Yep, you are. You're welcome. Listen, follow, subscribe.
The independent investigation has concluded that Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women and in doing so violated federal and state law. Specifically, the investigation found that Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed current and former New York State employees by engaging in unwelcome and non-consensual touching and making numerous offensive comments of a suggestive and sexual nature that created a hostile work environment for women. The investigators independently corroborated and substantiated these facts through interviews and evidence, including contemporaneous notes and communications. This evidence will be made available to the public along with the report.
Ooh, so that is from the AG's office, Letitia James there in New York. Welcome back to the show. I'm Dana Lash, danalash.com. Joining me right now to weigh in on this really investigation, but no charges for Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York, is our good friend Andy McCarthy, bestselling author, contributing editor at National Review, and also former chief assistant U.S. attorney. You can see him on Fox News as well. And we're going to get into the eviction moratorium. He's got some good pieces up about this, but and he has one forthcoming also on this whole Cuomo situation. But Andy, as always, appreciate your time with us today. I've got to get your reaction to this because they, you know, I was reading the report and they accuse him of unlawful action, but there's no statement on any kind of charges. If it's a criminal action, where are the charges?
That's right, Dana. Wait, I have to pry open my why do bad things happen to good people file here. But you know, it's hard to feel sorry for this guy because he's such a lowlife. And that isn't exactly late breaking news. But at the same time, I have to say, as somebody who used to prosecute cases for a living and who was a litigator for a long time, you usually, if you're planning to do something like bring a lawsuit or indict someone, you're kind of curtailed to the things that you can prove. If it's a criminal case, it's what you can prove beyond a reasonable doubt in court. And if it's a civil case, it's what you can prove by the preponderance of the evidence. You often find all kinds of stuff that is disturbing, but, you know, fits into the bucket of stuff I can't prove in court. And that doesn't find its way into the four corners of official documents. Here, I think it's very interesting, particularly given that Letitia James is widely regarded, particularly in the New York media and the New York political environment, as someone who's likely to run for governor at some point, maybe as early as next year, particularly if that job happens to be open. And, you know, you have this situation where she says our job is just to conduct an investigation and publish our findings. No limitation on what you might be able to prove in court, whether in the criminal context or the civil context. You know, if this was being applied to like a regular person as opposed to, you know, a governor, you would have real due process problems with it. And even in connection with the governor, you know, if he was being impeached, you could say, well, impeachment's a political remedy. It's not a legal remedy. So you can understand why they would throw everything, including the kitchen sink, in there. But that's not this isn't even that.
Yeah, it's very it's odd. I mean, the whole thing, and I was reading it this morning, and I mean, they get into, you know, pretty much all these accusations, talking to our friend Andy McCarthy about this, the report that came from New York Attorney General Letitia James's office. And they even touch on how he was really using his authority in office to go after and penalize these women if they had not really gone along with what he was suggesting. And then I've been seeing a number of things, too, Andy, where his brother at CNN had been writing draft statements for him. All these emails are coming out. I don't know if there's, you know, if he's going to get dragged into this. I guess my question is, where can they go with this other than, you know, just civil suits at this point, I think, if they're not going to bring charges against him?
Well, the most obvious thing, I think, Dana, is this plotting impeachment investigation, which, you know, I think is set up in a way by Cuomo sympathizers. We'll see how sympathetic they remain, but they're Cuomo sympathizers in the assembly, and it's designed to fail. Because every time anybody makes like the slightest allegation against Cuomo, they say, oh, we have to include that in the investigation. And they've taken on so many things that, you know, this guy will be like in his sixth term by the time they decide what to do about it. So this may actually, you know, turbocharge that process because, you know, we always look at stuff through the prism of national politics, where the fault line is between the Democrats and the Republicans. And that's really not the way to look at New York. New York is there's no Republican Party to speak of in New York, like as a functioning, thriving party.
Right.
And the interesting political divide in New York is between woke progressives and mainstream Democrats. And what you have in the assembly are a lot of woke progressives who would like to get rid of Cuomo and have one of them, like Letitia James, in his office. And then you have these kind of old line Cuomo, Clinton, Schumer, mainstream Democrats who are trying to hold them off because they think that eventually the woke politics drives away moderate voters. And if there's any, I don't think the Republicans could ever revive themselves, but maybe the woke Democrats can revive them. But anyway, that's the interesting fault line. And I just think it's fascinating that James is the one who pushed this report out when, you know, Cuomo's supposedly under investigation by the U.S. attorney in Brooklyn and for a while by the Justice Department. And there's this impeachment thing and nobody's really laid a glove on him except the New York Post, right?
Yeah.
And then two times now, she's crushed him. You know, she came out with that report months ago, which kind of triggered the impeachment investigation in the first place. And now she's really dropped the hammer on him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I noted in the, because you have a piece coming out about this, and that's going to be publishing, and you did make the point without obviously giving the whole thing away that they didn't really have any limitations as to what they were going to look at, what they weren't going to look
right.
at and what they could say publicly. So it does. And you also brought up just a couple of minutes ago talking with our friend Annie McCarthy that she's may have an interest in running for the governor's office. This is just scores a lot of points for her. This is multiple birds with one stone, and it really puts her in a good position on the back of at one point, which Democrats seem to view Andrew Cuomo as their golden boy, maybe going into 2024.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I mean, if you think about his potential political, whether he's been fatally damaged now, whatever his future prospects are, the things that hurt him, that crush him right now, are twofold. One is how the patients at the nursing homes in New York were handled, especially his executive order, which required the nursing homes to take COVID positive patients. And now this very comprehensive report involving 11 victims of sexual harassment, and not just the lurid sexual harassment allegations, but how he turned the governor's office into a hostile environment, and most importantly, maybe under potential legal, you know, jeopardy or threat, the retaliation by his staff and people in the executive chamber in the New York government, which could be a big problem for him. So he's got those two things. They both come from Letitia James's office. She is the one who put out the report about his treatment of the COVID patients, and now she comes out with this today.
Ooh, very interesting. And that's, yeah, and that's my, on this, before we talk about the eviction moratorium, why is it, and I'm sure that there's perhaps a perfectly good legal explanation, but it just seems odd to me that there is more outrage, it seems, bipartisan outrage, at least, over this issue than there was over the, for the lack of a better way to put it, nursing home massacre. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, I guess I've always thought that the nursing home thing, and I'm hardly unique in this, but that is much more consequential from a policy standpoint. Now, you know, I don't mean to be dismissive, and I'm not dismissive, but I would feel differently if the sexual harassment allegations were, you know, like rape or, you know, something that was clearly criminal. And there is one allegation here we should point out that's a groping allegation that actually appears to be being investigated as a criminal case by the Albany police. But, you know, this is not the worst kind of sexual harassment that you can imagine.
Right.
Whereas the COVID part of this, I mean, thousands of people died on account of that. The number of, you know, they've tried to depress the statistics, but there could be 4,000 or 5,000 extra people who died because of that order. And then, you know, I think a lot of people could have been sympathetic to Cuomo in the sense that at the beginning of the COVID problem, we were all grappling, and they certainly had a big problem in New York because they were worried about hospital space. They didn't know how bad it was going to get. You have to do something with people who are COVID positive. So, you know, these are excruciating choices. I think people would have been sympathetic if he had just come clean and said, look, we screwed up. We shouldn't have put these people back in the nursing homes. But instead, what they not only did was cover it up. He then authors this self-congratulatory book about, like, look how great I handled this.
Yeah.
This is why he's a loathsome character.
Well, you know, Biden thinks that he's gold standard, though, Andy. I mean, you know, Biden said when he was doing his interview with John Carl on ABC, he had said that, well, you know, Andrew Cuomo, when he was asked about his response with coronavirus, and a soundbite that's going to forever haunt him, he said that Andrew Cuomo was gold standard in handling that, which, of course, now, you know, now that we have the facts and now that the story's played out, I wanted to quickly ask you as well before we go, and we're talking with our friend Andy McCarthy, this eviction moratorium, I know that this has lapsed and that Nancy Pelosi has asked the White House, and she's also demanding that the Supreme Court get involved in this. And I was reading the proposal and I thought it was interesting that it really focuses on renters, but it doesn't talk, Andy, about property owners who have mortgages. It doesn't talk about people paying property tax. I have major issues with this, but from a legal standpoint, is this something that the Speaker of the House can just demand be done and the Supreme Court come in and weigh in on?
No, Dana. And as a matter of fact, the news as I heard it today was that the Biden administration was pressing on state officials to try to do what they could do under state law to try to help these people. And I agree, by the way, you know, progressive ideology is that if you're a property owner, even a small property owner who's being ruined by somebody not paying rent, you're an evil capitalist property owner. I mean, that's the fable that we go by, right? Right. But the fact that Biden is turning to the state officials should ring a bell for people that this is because this is something the national government should never have gotten into in the first place. The Constitution allows Congress to regulate interstate commerce. Most lease arrangements between renters and owners are intrastate, and they're supposed to be state law matters. The federal government really doesn't have anything to say about it, and this is probably, I would say, if we were just talking in originalist terms, this would be definitely unconstitutional. Unfortunately, the Supreme Court, its jurisprudence on the Commerce Clause pretty much allows the national government to do anything. So the issue here probably isn't so much the constitutional Commerce Clause question as it is the fact that what the CDC was acting under, it had no statutory authority. And basically, it made up, it distorted the congressional statute under which it purported to authorize this thing. And what the Supreme Court was ready to find a month ago was that they had overstepped their authority, which about six other federal courts had already found. And the only reason the court didn't do that was because it only had about 5 weeks to go till it was about to lapse. So Kavanaugh, rather than voting with the four other conservatives, said, we don't want to lift the stay at this point when there's only 5 weeks to go. This will give them time to organize their response and get the funding that's already been voted dispersed out. And of course, they didn't do anything. For 5 weeks, they dithered. And, you know, there's $49 billion or $47 billion in the pipeline. You know how much of it they've gotten out so far? Three.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm afraid to ask.
$3 billion. So there's like 93% of the money that Congress appropriated for this, they haven't even gotten to the renters. And the reason the renters haven't applied for the money is, why should they apply for the money? They're not paying their rent.
Right. Oh, my goodness. It is an absolute mess. You have a great piece on it. People need to check it out. It's up at National Review, an eviction moratorium lesson from and for the Supreme Court. Our friend Andy McCarthy, always value your opinion and your time with us. Thank you so much. Good to talk with you, my friend.
Thanks, Dana.
Of course. Take care. Folks, you can find Andy also at Andrew CMC or Andrew, CMC McCarthy on Twitter. For over 40 years, Delta Rescue has provided dedication and everlasting love to animals that have been left abandoned. Delta is the largest no-kill and care-for-life animal sanctuary in the world. This super sanctuary is home to up to 1,500 animals that have been cruelly abandoned or born in the wilderness and cares for every animal for the entirety of that animal's life. Every animal at Delta Rescue receives the very best of care, and Delta relies solely on donor contributions from people like you for that care. By being a part of the Delta mission, you are the difference between life and death for so many of these animals. Donate today at deltarescue.org, or for more information on Delta's tax-saving estate planning, visit directly deltarescue.org/Dana and ask for my free estate package. It lays out all you need to know about growing your estate while letting your compassion for animals live well into the future. This is only available at deltarescue.org/Dana. Show your dedication and everlasting love and make your legacy work for the animals. Visit deltarescue.org/Dana today.
Red meat, black coffee, truth telling. The Dana Show.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Sometimes. I'm just going to read this headline. Couple arrested for mutual pasta battery. Mutual pasta. I don't know why that's for sticking with me. So police responded to a 1 a.m. domestic disturbance, and a Florida couple, this was just yesterday, they were covered in spaghetti following a physical confrontation that resulted in both of them getting arrested on domestic battery charges. Stephanie Lanas and Adolfo Riviera, 45 and 35, They were eating dinner early Friday morning in their Clearwater home. A verbal argument, that's like a late dinner, turned violent. And then apparently they were throwing spaghetti at each other. When Clearwater police showed up, they said that they were completely covered still in spaghetti. So they were booked into the county jail, released the following day. They've pled not guilty, and they can have contact while the case proceeds. And oh my gosh, there's also some narcotics possession in the past. I'm just saying, like, who does spaghetti like that? I would not be doing that with my spaghetti. Like, if I'm sitting down having pasta when I really have it, it's all gone. Stick with us. We got more to come.
In all probability, by the way, we had a good day yesterday. Almost a million people got vaccinated. About half a million of those people for the first time and for our second shot. And so I'm hopeful that people are beginning to realize how essential it is.
So that's Joe Biden who's saying, yeah, well, you know, there's probably going to be some more COVID restrictions. People can expect that. Welcome back to the show. I'm Dana Lash. DanaLash.com is the website. Make sure you go and subscribe to Chapter and Verse. I know you guys don't have this. I'm going to change gears here in just a second. I just dropped something super fun in there for you, and I'll call for it here in a moment. As the president is telling people that you can probably expect more restrictions, Let's maybe talk about number three real quick. This is audio soundbite three. This is Peter Ducey asking Jen Psaki a very, very important question yesterday. Listen.
About public health at the border, is the president concerned that migrants who are coming in great numbers are not being tested for COVID at their first point of contact with Border Patrol?
Well, let me give you a little bit of an understanding of what actually happens when people come across the border. First, as to Katie's earlier question, there's been no change in Title 42, so families and single adults are expelled, if possible, when apprehended at the southern border. That's step one. Those who can't be expelled are often placed, and this, is, I think, goes to your question, in alternatives to detention programs while their cases are being reviewed.
You guys got to be locked
CBP,
down
more. Provides migrants with PPE from the moment they are taken into custody, and migrants are required to keep masks on at all times, including when they are transferred or in the process of being released.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
Except those videos and pictures didn't show that.
Yeah, the videos didn't show any of that. Did you guys see the video of the whole of like 1,000 people under a bridge waiting in line to go? Oh my gosh, that was quite crazy. Oh my heavens. And then for shutdowns, audio soundbite one, this is how Jen Psaki weighed in. Now, keep in mind, all of the thousands of people that were at the border under a highway overpass in line yesterday, Bill Malugin had that, and then they used a drone to get footage of it. And that was all just yesterday. That was yesterday, even after we got off radio. Crazy. This is Jen Psaki at the press conference just right before then, after she was asked about potential shutdowns. Listen.
You heard Dr. Fauci and Dr. Collins reiterate this weekend. We've been clear we're not going back to the shutdowns of March of 2020. We're not going back to the economy shutting down. We've made too much progress. Too many people are vaccinated. There's been too much progress on the economic front. But again, he has said from the beginning that we are going to be guided by the science, guided by our public health experts, and we're not going to take options off the table of what they may recommend.
Oh really? Okay. Now, speaking of, excuse me, the White House, Biden is apparently speaking on coronavirus at 4 o'clock. And he told a pool reporter, one of the pool reporters, and this is according to, I want to make sure I have this is over at USA Today, Joey Garrison at USA Today. He said that he's going to be speaking on coronavirus at 4 o'clock. He's going to be taking questions on COVID and other issues after that. So interesting. Now, remember, Biden had said if he thought the investigation showed that Cuomo did it, that he should resign. Audio soundbite 21. Here's that flashback audio for you.
I know you've said you want the investigation to continue. If the investigation confirms the claims of the women, should he resign?
Yes, I think he'd probably end up being prosecuted, too.
Oh, I'm curious. So is it gold standard anymore? Or should he resign? I mean, that's, there you have it. All kinds of stuff as we follow this. Now, one of the other things that I've been looking at, we talked to Andy McCarthy about this just a little bit ago, is this whole situation with the eviction moratorium. Now, we've talked about this just a little bit prior, because what they had was a moratorium on anyone being evicted. Any renters being evicted. And now Nancy Pelosi and House Democrats, they have asked the White House, they've asked, even they've wanted the Supreme Court to get involved with this. And in fact, the White House actually had to go out and kind of clean up a little bit of what Nancy Pelosi had been saying. They pushed back on her claim that the CDC could actually reinstitute this moratorium, this on any evictions. And they said, oh, well, people can, she had tweeted, it's a moral imperative to keep people from being put out on the street, which also contributes to the public health emergency. I just want to remind everyone that the reason that we are in this position in the first place is because the government carried out eminent domain on your ability to engage in commerce. The government carried out eminent domain on your ability to generate income so that you could pay your bills. You could pay things like your rent. You could pay things like your mortgage. You could pay your property tax. Things, interestingly, Democrats in their very elaborate pretend to care theater have not actually included in the moratorium, because I've read the proposal and they talk quite a lot about renters, but what about the property owners? And Andy McCarthy and I, we talked about that a little bit ago. He's got a great piece out about this, but that's the big question. What about the property owners? What about the people who are the ones who they pay the mortgage on the property or they pay the property tax? Notice how nothing about that is included in any of these demands that Democrats have been making. They only specifically talk about renters. And so the White House actually had to push back a little bit because Pelosi was demanding that the CDC do this. This is not the CDC's jurisdiction. The CDC doesn't own your property. The federal government doesn't own your property. I know that now the White House is looking at states and localities getting involved instead of them. I mean, really, this shouldn't even be happening in the first place. This is also something that is curiously similar to what Venezuela has done already. Back in March of last year, Venezuela had stopped and prevented any kind of company layoffs or any kind of critical. That actually all made it infinitely worse. But what's more with this is that the government is treating this as though it's their property. This to me feels like a major Marxist property grab. That's honestly what it feels like. It feels like a giant Marxist property grab. And as Andy noted in his piece, you know, the Supreme Court really has, they can't weigh in on this. This is why the administration is pushing now on states to do this. But, and we can sit here and get into the legal hurdles that are in the way for Democrats to do this, but Why is it that property owners have to pay the bill that Democrats and some Republicans incurred by shutting down government? If you're a property owner and you rent to someone, and I realize that the prevailing thought amongst individuals who have either never worked in the private sector, haven't been in the private sector long, or don't own property because they haven't, I mean, they're younger or whatever. I don't know. Or they're super progressive and they're Tupperware fresh. They isolate themselves. I don't know. But if you're a property owner and you're paying your mortgage, I know the prevailing thought is that these people are evil and that they're horrible because they own property, et cetera, et cetera. But that's whether your viewpoints on their property don't matter anything. Nothing. It doesn't matter at all. They own their property. These are the people that end up handling, taking care of all the property. They're the ones that pay the property tax. It's their property. This is, and in order to believe that the federal government or any government can come in and just say, oh, you have to do this with your property, that's a suggestion that you actually don't have true ownership of your property, which we already know that we don't to an extent anyway because of property taxes. You can purchase your property outright with cash, but in property taxes, the government can still come and take your property away from you. So you never really own your own property. But what's more is that you have government officials, because they decided to shut down the entire government, lock everything down, shut down the economy, the largest economy in the world, created an absolute economic disaster that we're still clawing our way out of. And now they have the audacity to tell property owners what to do with their property without giving them any kind of relief. Notice that these greedy skeksis have not at one time suggested that maybe there should be a moratorium on property taxes, or maybe there should be a moratorium on your income taxes. Did you, any of you, at all whatsoever, have an income? I have a moratorium on your income taxes, because I know I sure as hell paid out the nose without any grace from the federal government after it shut everything down. I have friends who lost businesses because of this economic shutdown, and they still had to pay all of their required taxes to Uncle Sam without any grace or courtesy given. So pray tell, why is it that the same people who are trying to lecture you about what to do with your property, they have not given any grace to people who own it? And it only specifically discusses renters. I was talking with a friend of mine today. It's a bad situation. I feel bad for anybody who is not able to make something happen because the government shut it down. But that's not the penalty for that should not be paid by the people who own property. I mean, if you want to be completely logical about it, have Nancy Pelosi with one of her mansions. Have her do it. Have one of these rich Democrats who've never worked in the private sector yet come out of Washington, D.C. when they retire frillionaires. Have one of those cats do it. But it is not the responsibility of property owners to pick up the tab for the ridiculousness of the federal government. That's Marxist garbage, and it should be treated as such. Tell you what, goodness. So a lot of people are questioning CNN. Apparently, Jeffrey Toobin, the guy who was tubing it, is on CNN giving analysis on Andrew Cuomo.
Oh, boy.
So just to recap, the guy who had gotten his best friend's daughter pregnant, he got her pregnant and then refused to acknowledge the child, telling her to just get an abortion, refused to take care of the girl that he had had the dalliance with, and then after they went public to force him to be responsible, then and only then did he step up and take care of it. The guy who decided to engage in self-pleasure when he was on a Zoom conference video call, this is the guy that CNN has on giving analysis on the Andrew Cuomo story. This is becoming a joke. How many perverts does it take to change a light bulb at CNN specifically?
Politics, pop culture, and whatever else gets canceled, tossed in a blender, paid for by sponsored hate mail. It's The Dana Show.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
Ooh, my goodness. All right. So the FDA is under pressure to grant full approval to coronavirus vaccines because they have a process that they go through. And right now, currently, it's authorized because of an emergency authorization. And they said that that's apparently having the FDA approval is going to, I guess, reduce the hesitancy of people. Actually, having more information will, but whatever. You know, I mean, I guess that's the way it is, what it is, what it is. Also, a couple of other things here. This, the unemployment cliff coming, more than 7.5 million may fall off. This, according to CNBC, the federal unemployment programs that have paid jobless benefits since March 2020 are poised to end September 6th. Congress is not, doesn't look likely, and they better not extend them again. They said that those eligible to collect state unemployment insurance can continue to do so. They get $300 less per week. Maybe people, we could just go back to work and the federal government could stop, you know, maybe just don't do that. What is wrong with people? This is Weber County, ABC Channel 4. They see an increase in people hammocking on power lines. Yeah, I mean, the Weber County Sheriff's Office had to go to social media because they saw people putting hammocks between power lines on the bench of North Ogden and Pleasant View in Utah. They said that they were working with Rocky Mountain Power to conduct extra patrols. You're going to be cited for trespassing. They're like, look, power can jump from the lines. These lines carry 70,000 kilovolts. And stop doing something. I mean, where were these people raised? Right? Stop it. Just quit. Bacon may disappear in California as pig rules take effect because of a, oh man, goodness. They said that it's, I don't know, California's enforcing what they say is an animal welfare proposition approved overwhelmingly by voters that requires space for breeding pigs, egg-laying chickens, and veal calves. National veal and egg producers are optimistic that they can meet the new standards, but only 4% of hog operations now comply with new rules. Unless the courts intervene or the state allows non-compliant meat to be non-compliant meat to be sold in the state, California will lose almost all of its pork supply, much of which comes from Iowa, and pork producers are going to face higher costs to regain a key market. So, okay. I mean, have some of these people ever been to a hog farm? Have they ever seen? I do kind of wonder. It's, I'll take the bacon. Just bring it here. Bring it to Texas. Texas will take it. That's okay. We'll just bring it over here. Are they happy pigs, though? Are they really? Are they happy pigs? Let's see. Russians are using prosthetic arms to dodge coronavirus jabs. This is actually funny because they've been doing, Kremlin has been doing all kinds of vaccine stuff, and the fear-mongering is backfiring. And the Kremlin is struggling vaccinating its own people. So people have actually been using, based on one TikTok personality, to do, like, stick out prosthetic arms to get their vaccinations, and apparently people are doing it. This is kind of funny. Stick with us. We got a lot more in store wokery afoot. Stay tuned.
The weird, the unusual, and the hilarious. Check out Dana's Absurd Truth Podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
As we have said before, the reported actions of the governor were profoundly disturbing, inappropriate, and completely unacceptable. Today's report from the New York State Attorney General substantiated and corroborated the allegations of the brave women who came forward to share their stories. and we commend the women for doing so. The New York State Attorney General has conducted an independent, thorough, and professional investigation that found the governor violated state and federal law, had a pattern of sexually harassing current and former employees, retaliated against one of the accusers, at least one of the accusers, and created a hostile work environment. No elected official is above the law. The people of New York deserve better leadership in the governor's office. We continue to believe that the governor should resign.
Well, I think that Schumer's obviously weighing in because he realizes that he can see where the wind blows. De Blasio's weighing in because he just hates Andrew Cuomo. Welcome back to the show. Dana Loesch here, danalash.com. Good to be with you. I'll be on Fox's primetime tonight in the 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern hour. We've been talking about a number of things, the coronavirus eviction moratorium, all kinds of stuff. Additionally, the scandal with Andrew Cuomo. Bill de Blasio, who I just mentioned, he's not without his own ridiculousness, you know, you have to say. He is now pushing a vaccine requirement for, and he says that for, we have that audio. I think I put it in Slack. Yeah. Listen to this. This is what he said about this. This is going into effect like in just like, what, a week, I think? Listen.
The key to NYC pass will be a first in the nation approach. It will require vaccination for workers and customers in indoor dining, in indoor fitness facilities, indoor entertainment facilities. This is going to be a requirement. The only way to patronize these establishments indoors will be if you're vaccinated, at least one dose. The same for folks in terms of work. They'll need at least one dose.
One dose. Well,
I think it's all happening the week after Labor Day, though, so it's not next week.
Mm-mm.
It'll be like a month from now.
Yeah, well, and also just one dose, I think, is kind of... I didn't think that just one dose worked. Here's what's interesting, though. It is going to disproportionately impact certain communities. This is according to New York City's own government data. Now, he's announcing that if you are going up, you have to show proof of vaccination to go to restaurants, to go to any entertainment venues, anything like that. And 2/3 of adults in New York City are vaccinated. And those are mainly the white liberals. Maybe some, I don't know, maybe there's some conservatives, I don't know. But according to their own data, the people who are disproportionately not, and it's not because of a lack of access, and we've talked about this, it's because they're, I think that is actually, to argue that it's lack of access, I have to say, I think that's incredibly classist and racist to argue that. And I'm going to come back to that in a minute. But they say that the groups that are disproportionately not vaccinated are Black and Hispanic groups. 71%, 46% of Asian and white residents are fully vaccinated. 42% of Hispanic New Yorkers are vaccinated, and 31% for Black New Yorkers. And that's according to their own vaccine dashboard. And they said the Bronx has the lowest vaccination rate of the five boroughs at 51%. So if they're going to do a vaccine mandated passport or a government mandated vaccine passport system, I mean, you saw the protests in France and even in Germany and elsewhere when they tried doing this. Doesn't that seem because I keep seeing the argument that, well, it's because it's the reason that there's such a disproportionate here response. The reason there is this is because there's a lack of access. No, it's not. And I find that so incredibly classist because, first off, it assumes that everyone who is Black and Hispanic is too poor to get themselves to a place where, or to live near any civilization where they have vaccine little administration areas. Secondly, it assumes that people are just too stupid to realize where to go to get a vaccine. No, it's because those groups are smart enough to know that you have not given enough information for them to feel comfortable in making this determination. And quite frankly, I have to say, you know, the Tuskegee stuff wasn't that long ago. That, I mean, you're talking about some people's great grandparents, and that kind of stuff can seem very, very fresh in some families' memories. You know, and that was all, if you go and look at the politics of the people that were involved in that, it tells you everything that you need to know as to why so many groups are distrustful of the certain ideology that is behind the administration of New York City. Mm-hmm. So, it's just a dumb argument for people to use for that. Now, when he said that you can't participate in New York society, we're going to make it to where you're not going to be able to participate. That was his quote, right? He said that if you want to participate in our society fully, you've got to get vaccinated. So does that mean urinating on a subway platform? Curious. What about all the videos they see of people getting knocked down in the street? You know, I'm just wondering, is that what he's talking about? I don't know if I want to participate in that. I don't know if I want to participate in the subway platform urination. Do you, Kane? That doesn't sound like anything I would.
Yeah, no, not a fan.
Yeah, not a fan of that. I'm just, you know, I'm just wondering what he's, you know, I'm just, you know, just curious. So a few other things that I want to make sure that we are hitting. Disney's going to be mandating vaccines for employees. I have some information on Sweden as well. We talked about the bacon thing. Oh, here's the other thing. I can't believe I'm getting into this topic, but I feel like they've been going after this girl for a long time. Billie Eilish is accused of racism and Zionism after she posts "Hi Israel" in a TikTok video. And that's all she did. She just put up a TikTok video, and it's like 7 seconds long. It's 7 seconds long. And she's promoting her record to the Israeli audience. And all she did was say Israel. And everybody is trying to cancel her now. They've been trying to do this for quite some time. They've been going after her for a while because I guess they think that a teenage girl can't ever experiment with how she looks or can't ever grow or change or anything. This is how, I guess, I don't know. I just find that incredibly sheltered. What a sheltered viewpoint. But there are some people were saying, you need to educate yourself. And the fact that she said Israel is proof that she's a Zionist. And that is, do they know what a Zionist is? If they wouldn't, I feel like people use that term and they have no idea what it is. I mean, that.
They use that like fascist. They don't have a clue.
Words mean whatever they want, right? I mean, it's like the same thing when they went after Gal Gadot and she, because she was high, she lives in, you know, she's from Tel Aviv. And she had said after Palestinians were throwing firing rockets off at Israel. Remember that just earlier this summer. And she had posted on Instagram, you know, my country's at war. I worry for my family and friends. Israel deserves to live as a free and safe nation, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, she just said she wanted hostility to end. But the fact that she's Israeli. She's Jewish. She was born and raised in Israel. And that's where I think her and her husband live most of the time. And she didn't say anything that was mean at all, but people wanted to immediately cancel her. So, but I do feel like people have been going after Billie Eilish for quite some time. And that there every week it seems like there's a cancel Billie Eilish headline, and I don't get it. What am I missing? Steve, do you want to cancel Billie Eilish? What the heck's going on? Why are people so mad at this chick?
I don't get it. I don't know, but her album was really good. It came out on Friday. I listened to the whole thing. She's great.
Look at you. See? Steve gives her the two thumbs up approval. So everyone back off. Were they mad that she like changed her hair or that she like wore a dress in a photo or something? I don't even remember. Like, I just remember everyone was mad and they were saying, oh, she wasn't even hypersexualized. She's also a chick. And kudos to anybody who just wants to be feminine in anything. I think that was like something that she had spoken out on. But I feel as though it's like a threat that they're putting out. If you get too much one way, that maybe perhaps pushes back against our narratives, then we're going to threaten you with cancel culture. Those people can step off. I can't stand that homogenous hive mind garbage. It's just awful. A couple of the other things that we are kind of looking at here. Did you guys hear about the Muppets? Mm-hmm.
What about them?
Yeah. I watched Muppet Babies when I was a kid, and Disney is ruining everything. Absolutely everything. So they did. I watched the original Muppet Babies when I was young. And so they have a new Muppet Babies, and it's all just garbage computer animation. It's not actual animation. It's animation, but it's not the old timey stuff, which was cool. And the voice acting kills my soul. The voice acting is so awful. It's like they went and got Debbie at the front desk to come and do their voice acting. And they have the same person doing all the voice acting. Like, this is Miss Piggy's voice acting, and this is Fozzie Bear's voice act. I mean, just this is awful. So anyway, they have this thing. I'm going to play it here. They have this this one scene where they had, I guess, a ball or something. And then Gonzo decided to call himself Gonzarella.
Here you are. You missed our royal ball.
We met the most amazing
That's
princess.
That's Miss Piggy. Doesn't sound like
but
her.
But they ran away. And all they left behind was this.
A slipper.
Everyone, there's something Gonzo. I need to tell you. The princess who came to your ball tonight was me.
He puts the shoe on. He becomes...
I'm Gonzarella.
But Gonzo, why didn't Vu tell us?
Because you all expected me to look a certain way. I don't want you to be upset with me. But I don't want to do things just because that's the way they've always been done either. I want to be me.
Oh, Gonzo, we're sorry. It wasn't very nice of us to tell you what to wear to
the voice. The voice acting sounds like your dad playing dolls with you. Right? Your dad doing you a solid and playing with you. Right? And it, right? It's just what it sounds like. It's horrible. Miss Piggy's voice is awful, and I don't know what that purple thing is next to her. What is that? A Furby? I don't know what the hell that is. And so they're trying... I don't even know what Gonzo is either. Do people forget that he was married to a chicken? Gonzo was married to a chicken. Y'all remember Camilla? Gonzo and Camilla. Forever in love, right? I mean, that was... Gonzo was always... He was always... Well, I think his name suggests it. But this seemed like a stretch. This was out of character. This isn't canon. I don't know. I just, you know, maybe for an audience of kids that can't tie their shoe and maybe can't do math very well either, maybe you just stop with all of the abstract fluidity stuff until kids can just, I don't know, maybe be a little bit more self-sufficient and understand more abstract concepts. And maybe focus on doing not garbage cartoons. This cartoon is so bad. The voice acting kills my soul. The animation kills my soul. It's like some cheapo computer whatever. Everybody looks like they're just computer-generated marzipan. And they get up there, and I'm Miss Piggy. This is my Miss Piggy voice. I'm the purple Furby that's next to her. I don't know what the hell I am. And then there, and then you have Gonzo. Nobody even knows what Gonzo is. Goodness, nobody even knows. So why do this to kids shows, for the love? And also, he grew up and married a chicken. Just, you know, FYI.
Listen to the Dana Show live on the Odyssey app, weekdays noon to 3 p.m Eastern time.
A whole generation of conservatives was motivated by fury, righteous anger at watching Vietnam veterans return to America and being spat on and disrespected by citizenry. And now we see Republican conservative senators and congressmen doing the moral equivalent of just that to the police officers who helped save their lives during it.
Yes, because, you know, one afternoon is just like all the years in Vietnam, John Avalon. He's not the brightest tool in the shed. Welcome back to the show. I'm Dana Lash, DanaLash.com. Yeah, it's just like, I mean, Vietnam, right? Just like Vietnam. That kind of stuff is going to make it to where it's very difficult for people to find common ground with you. When you say something that unbelievably dumb, it makes it very difficult. Goodness. Welcome back to the show. As I said, don't forget to go and sign up for the newsletter at DanaLash.com, chapter and verse over at Substack. Lots of good stuff up there. And we'll have, you have some pieces that are going to be coming out this evening for you also. And this all, that whole thing that he was remarking to had to do with a fourth officer who has committed suicide. And this officer was apparently, and now we have Blue and on with all their conspiracy theories. So this officer apparently works in DC, and he apparently was he involved in January 6th at all? Apparently he was one of the police officers there on January 6th. And so are you telling me that an afternoon of, like, you saw the some of the people that were there, that drove him to what? But that's what they're trying to push. The whole thing, so I don't trust the left with anything anymore. The left has radicalized so many people to be so distrustful of their government agencies with the very way that the left, when in power, they have abused the authority of said agencies. And so as a result, I don't trust a single thing that I hear from any of these agencies at all. Apparently, he was part of the emergency response team, I guess, on January 6th. D.C. confirmed that he had committed suicide. He was found on July 29th. I don't know. Like I said, if that, and that's apparently what they, one of the things that they were discussing. And for Avalon to compare that, I mean, has this guy ever found himself in any kind of pressure situation? Avalon, I don't think so. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. Today in Stupidity, Kane.
All right, it would be National Institute of Health's director, Francis Collins. He even thinks it sounds weird, but he's telling parents they need to mask up at home in front of their unvaccinated kids. It's absurdity.
Get infected, which means recommendations of mask wearing in schools, and that at home, parents of unvaccinated kids should be thoughtful about this, and the recommendation is to wear masks there as well.
Let me just follow up on that.
I know that's uncomfortable. I know it seems weird.
Because it is.
But it is the best way to protect your kids.
Oh, good Lord.
Folks, that does it for us tonight. I'll be on Fox Primetime, I believe, around 6 p.m. in the Central Hour. DanaLash.com, back with you tomorrow.